Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of the Simply Chrissy podcast. This is your girl Chrissy coming to you once again with more goodness, and this is episode 33. I hope that you guys are doing good. Thank you so much for tuning in. Remember to check out the Simply Chrissy podcast, as well as to follow the Simply Chrissy blog and podcast on all of the social medias. The Facebook, the Twitter, and the Instagram. Simply Chrissy blog. Okay, today we're going to be getting into my book picks for January. It doesn't matter whether you like to listen to books in an audiobook form, which I myself am a massive fan of. I do like reading. Right now, I'm simultaneously reading a book and listening to an audiobook of another book. Audiobooks are really good because it's very efficient, as I've talked about on another episode. If you are commuting, commuting is not so much of an issue now, but you still have to do things now. Even if you are at home, you still have to do laundry, you still have to cook, you still have to do multiple things. And at least when you have an audiobook, you can listen to it just like you listen to music. You can listen to it anywhere. But when you are reading, you can only read and nothing else. So sometimes it is good to just read, and other times it's nice to be able to absorb information in another way, in a more passive way, where you still have your hands free and your eyes free to do something else while your ears and your brain are absorbing all of this new information. So that being said, I have some January book picks for you, and let's get into it. So book pick number one is called The Intelligent Investor, and it is by Benjamin Graham. It is a book about money. It is a book about investing, and that's actually the book that I'm going through right now, and one of the books anyway that I'm reading right now, and it's just a very important book if you want to learn how to invest your money in the stock market. And it's important if you want any type of financial freedom in your life, because financial literacy is not taught in schools, which is intentional, but that's another topic for another day. So it's up to you to educate yourself about financial literacy, and you have to put in that work in order to learn how to make your money work for you. So, again, the book is The Intelligent Investor, and it basically gives you knowledge on how to navigate the world of investing, stocks, bonds, things of that nature. And yeah, that's about it in a nutshell. It's complex, but that's the most simple way I could say it to you. Number two is a health book. It's called Food Fix, and it's by Dr. Mark Hyman. And Dr. Mark Hyman is a functional medicine doctor. So he doesn't just, shove prescriptions in his patients' faces. He more so tries to pinpoint the root cause of ailments that may plague his patients. And this particular book is about food and the way that how our food is not the food that it used to be, and all the different factors that impact the food that we eat, genetically modified foods, and the fact that like the soil that farmers are planting their crops on, it's not like it was before. Like it's dead and there's like no nutrients. And then when you have soil that is depleted of nutrients, that means that the fruits and vegetables that come from that are also going to be less nutritious. It's your face is going to explode, really, when you read or listen to that book. Man, oh man. But he gives you a lot of, it really opens your eyes to a lot of the madness going on with food and big, large food corporations. And it's just really good knowledge to have, because then you can make better food choices in your life. Also, he talks about like fair trade organizations and products and farmers. Just, it's just really the way that everything is so interconnected is mind-blowing. And unfortunately, as consumers, we never think of food so deeply. We don't have to kill anything, you know. We just roll up to the grocery store and just bam 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 pick out our produce and whatever else. If people eat meat, chicken, pork, beef, whatever, they're vegan, you just pick out whatever you want and go pay and you're gone, right? You don't think about all that went into producing that food, not even having the food shipped to the grocery store, but like what all went into the production of the food. Anyways, so The Food Fix, I would check it out. It is not only a book that will help you to be healthier and make better food choices, but it's very, very eye-opening, like I said, about all of the logistics and some of the wrong things that are going on with large food companies and corporations, and I just highly recommend that you check the book out. And you can buy the book, you can take the book out at the library, you can listen to the audiobook, you could probably Google the book, maybe you could find it on YouTube as well. Check the book out, Food Fix by Dr. Mark Hyman. And the last book, that I recommend is another money book, and it's called Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and it's by Robert Kiyosaki. Literally life-changing book. Literally book has changed the way my brain works and the way that I see the world. Foundational, like financial literacy book. I mean, man. Like literally every teenager should read this book from the time they... I was going to say from the time that they get their first job, but honestly, I mean, there's kid versions of this book. Like, even when you start getting allowance, maybe that's a little bit too young, but like, it's just such a crucial, crucial book. And I guarantee once you read the book, you'll never be the same. You'll never look at money the same. You'll never look at spending the same. You'll never look at... Yeah, you'll just never look at things the same. But it just teaches you very foundational things about money and Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Robert Kiyosaki in the book, like, he refers to the two father figures that he had in his life. Like, his rich dad was his friend's dad, and he was an entrepreneur. And then the poor dad is his biological father, who was a highly, highly educated man, but he still was not in a good financial place. But that's about all I'll give away to you. You really just have to go and get the book. I highly recommend it. Thank me later. I promise you. All right, so again, that book is Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and it is by Robert Kiyosaki. Highly recommend any book by Robert Kiyosaki. Honestly, I have 4 books by him. He has a lot of books, so like that's so far I've gone through 4 of his books. Highly recommend it, and check it out. Like, it'll change you. Anyway, that's it. Short episode. Just wanted to share some books with you guys, because it matters. And money can't buy you happiness, but it sure helps with a lot of stuff in life. And it definitely helps when you don't have to be having panic attacks or freaking out or being stressed out, about money all the time. Because people use money every single day, but 99.999% of people don't know how money works. And that is why, if you really think about it, ask yourself, why is it that during the pandemic that started last year in 2020, in a year where millions of people around the world lost their jobs, people were kicked out of wherever they lived, some of the worst situations that could have happened to people, how come the richest people in the world got like exponentially richer? Ask yourself that. Anyway, that's it for me. Thank you so much for tuning in. And until next time, guys, love and light. Check you later.